It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be here in the East with me. You could be out West. You could be in Canada. You could be under the sea. I don't know where you at. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. It's Monday. It means we got football. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to try to utilize their wide receivers, whoever the hell is left, to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. They're moving into their second game with DeAndre Hopkins. Let's see what this looks like. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I don't think that's a stretch at all. And we've been hanging out for an hour already. If you've missed a minute or a second, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. As we discuss Dak Prescott out, we don't know how long he's going to be out, but he's dealing with a hamstring issue. As if things could get worse for the Dallas Cowboys. Things got worse for the Saints. They lost to the Carolina Panthers, and then they decided to fire their head coach, Dennis Allen. He got the boot. Las Vegas Raiders, their offense stinks. It's not just the players. They decided to dump their offensive coordinator and some coaches led by Luke Getsy, the OC. He gone. And then we talked about some of these big upsets that took place this past weekend on the college football landscape. Penn State losing. Texas A&M losing. Iowa State losing. Clemson lost. Kansas State lost. Pittsburgh lost. Illinois lost. It's bad. Pete Futek is going to join us, collegefootballnews.com. He'll be here with us later on in the show. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Find me online. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, I know you had one hell of a weekend heading out to see Penn State and The Ohio State University. Did you get a chance to catch any of the football yesterday? I know you were on air as well yesterday, right? This morning, last night?
Oh, yeah. Up early, got home right as the 1 o'clock games kicked off. Locked in all day.
Any game that caught your attention?
At least in terms of games we did not talk about yet so far. Lions going into Lambeau and playing really well so far in some bad weather was impressive. And the Eagles almost blowing a 22-0 lead because their coaching staff stinks was equally impressive.
Well, at least we saw Saquon Barkley do a reverse spin into a reverse a hurdle? What the hell would I call that?
I think that's the only way you can call it, right? It was a reverse hurdle. It was unbelievable.
What if he ran face first or ass first into that man, right? It'd have been different, huh?
And that guy's probably going down. Those are some big-ass legs Saquon got. Yeah, I don't think he's losing that battle.
That's a big dude. And he's not a tall guy. And he just cleared that dude. And granted, the guy had to kind of lean over to try to tackle him. And he just said, no. It was a little too easy in that regard. But you know what? We'll get into Saquon and the Eagles. Because we know Eagles are second-tier team right now. The Lions... Now, that's the team. Those are Super Bowl contenders. It don't matter if Hutchinson is gone. Super Bowl contenders. The Lions, they went into Lambeau, beat the Packers 24-14. We talked about it last week. Jordan Love dealing with that groin issue was still out there. I don't know how they got him out there, but he did. He threw the ball 39 times, 273 yards, had a big interception to Kirby Joseph, who ran it back for 6. But this is big for the Lions. This team. These Lions, they are 7-1 for the first time since 1956. This was the Lions' first outdoor game of the season. People have looked at them and like they're the greatest show on turf. We know Jameson Williams is not available, whether he's suspended for gambling or performance-enhancing drugs or the guns. Hickey, did I miss anything? What's the suspension for this time? I can't keep up.
It was a banned substance, I think it was, or PEDs, yes. Yeah.
A 2-game suspension only.
Right.
And God only knows if he'll be suspended, like, I don't know, next year when they find out what the hell is going on with this gun in the car situation. But the Lions still handling business. They beat the Packers 24-14. And Jared Goff has been playing out of his mind. This man might as well be a perfect football player, completing 18 of 22 passes. Every time he decides to throw the ball to Amon-Ra St. Brown, he does not miss. Every single target is on point, and he hauls it in. And Jared Goff, he is right there in MVP consideration. And the fact that they were playing outside is even wilder. And Dan Campbell, who is a wild man, even out of himself, being a head coach of the Lions, he says, man, Jared Goff, I love him. I love him a lot.
And offensively, man, that O-line did an outstanding job. We were able to run it. We were pretty efficient. You know, Dave Montgomery and Gibby got going. I thought St. Brown had a big game for us in the pass game. Goff played clean football, man. Got us in the right play. Was very efficient. Just got a lot of trust in him, man, and what he's doing and how he's playing.
Yeah, he only threw for 145 yards. That's, in most cases, not something people are going to go around screaming about. But the efficiency is where it is. How about this? In his last six games, Jared Goff has completed 82% of his passes. Yeah, Anthony Richardson don't even know what that means. 82% of his passes for a 140 passer rating, both over a six-game span. It's the best in NFL history. Jared Goff is a man on fire right now. And then even after the game, they asked him about playing outside, playing in the elements. And Jared Goff was just like, yeah, what the hell you want from me? I came outside and did my job. This is what he told Fox.
In Green Bay, in Lambeau, we're supposed to be the dome team. We come in here. We're supposed to be the team that can't play outside, and we come in here and win.
Yeah, easy. Yeah, he told you. Hey, he's like, hey, I got offensive weapons. What you want from me? And then connecting with Amon-Ra St. Brown, he makes it look too damn easy. This is what he said about that connection.
He's the friendliest target I've ever thrown to, and I'm lucky to play with him. And you know, I hope to play with him for quite some time. And he's a hard worker. He does everything right. I love him. He's great. Yeah, we've worked on that in the past, and something we thought could be good this week. And I thought at the end of the day, it was just me and him making a play. Guy covered it actually pretty well, and just put it on his back shoulder. He made a great catch, and his celebration was pretty good too.
Yeah, flipping over. I guess that's the new thing to do. Stand upside down on your head. It's all good until somebody gets hurt. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 7 receptions, 7 targets. The ball goes his way. He catches it 56 yards and that touchdown. Hickey, is that everybody has to roll upside down on their head now? Is that the new thing?
I like how quickly it caught on. Did you see where it first started?
Yeah, what was it, like a college game last week, right?
And it was like an obscure school. I'm not even sure how this, you know, really started. But, yeah, was it last week? And now all of a sudden, now you saw it two different times on Sunday. I love it.
The power of the internet. You know, as a grown adult, I don't want to be upside down. Well, I'm not a professional athlete, but I have no desire to stand upside down on my head, even for a second. No, thank you.
So if you were playing tonight, let's say if you were on the Chiefs and you scored a touchdown, you wouldn't try it?
Hell no, no.
Okay.
Give the ball to somebody and run back. All business.
Just like a professional.
Yeah, all business. Yeah, no time for no games over here. Well, you have some orchestrated celebration in your head?
I do not, but I do. I mean, this is kind of funny and cool. I also got no moves, so if I tried to dance, it would not look pretty.
Okay, all right. I don't know. I thought you were going to go out there and do the Dirty Bird or something. I don't know.
It would be, I would do that thing, butcher it completely.
Oh, Jamal, I'm pretty sure Jamal Anderson will give you a call and ask you, what the hell are you doing?
Please stop. Please do not do that.
Yeah, please. He's very into the internet. I'm sure he actually would, though. He would. Go online and say, hey, just don't do that dance one. Let's go ahead and stop. But I think we'll see the Lions have some more celebrations. It's nice to know that they're continuing on what they've built up over the past few seasons, and Dan Campbell following his lead. They look like they're going to be right back into, you know, being competitors for the Super Bowl. And man, just even saying Lions in the Super Bowl still sounds weird. I know that there's a segment of Lion fans who are still worried about what they can do on a defense with Hutchinson being gone, and you know, oh, who are we bringing in, a pass rusher, oh, we got to bring in Za'Darius. I don't know. Yeah, it'd be nice. Is it necessary? I don't think so. They can put up the points, but we all know if you have a game breaker on your team, that could be the difference. It really could. And Jared Goff, He's right there in competition for MVP this year. Just by himself, his numbers up until now, Jared Goff is moving the chains. 1,800 yards passing, 14 touchdowns, only 14 interceptions. We know he ain't running anywhere, so 16 rushing yards. And then meanwhile, I would say this guy is leading the race for NFL MVP right now. It's Lamar Jackson. You want to talk about efficiency? He's right there right now. When it comes to Jared Goff, we know the Ravens have basically built the entire team around this man. They ran through Denver yesterday to improve their record to 6-3. Lamar Jackson, the man who didn't practice last week because his back hurt, his knee hurt, he didn't run anywhere yesterday. Only 3 carries for 4 yards. People used to crap on this dude as a passer, and people still try. How? 16 of 19. 280 yards to 3 touchdowns. Like make my day. He's like an offensive coordinator's dream, especially the fact that he's improved as a passer. And his own head coach, John Harbaugh, man, he loves him. He's the same guy who told us in the offseason they're trying to make him the greatest quarterback ever.
I think it's his 4th perfect passer rating, and I think that's an NFL record. Is it? Tied for the NFL record. Okay. I'm betting on Lamar at some point to break it. But I thought he played great, but also the team around him. I mean, the pass protection, that's a really good pass rush team, a real aggressive defense, a really highly ranked defense. Our offense came to play as a group.
Oh, come on, man. This is too easy. This is another team. Like, what are y'all going to do? Are y'all actually going to go to the Super Bowl this year? Are you just going to go to the postseason and get smacked around by, I don't know, the Kansas City Chiefs? It's a Baltimore Ravens team that just brought in Deontay Johnson. They have Bateman. Mark Andrews is still there. God bless him for being healthy. They got Derrick Henry, who, by the way, no big deal. He rushed for just 106 yards and 2 touchdowns. They just run through everybody. And we have a good matchup on Thursday because we have the Ravens and the Bengals. Cincinnati, they just beat Vegas. Got their damn head coach fired, or at least offensive coordinator Luke Getsy. This man, Joe Burrow, threw for 5 touchdowns. Cincinnati's 4-5. They feel that they can probably get back into things if they can knock off these Ravens. Big deal, right? Well, we got plenty of time to get into that. Lamar Jackson, someone who never makes anything seem like a big deal. He talked about what he's been able to do so far, especially with this perfect passer rating, even though he didn't practice last week, barely.
I knew what the assignment was. You know, I definitely studied those guys. Getting with Coach T and just putting in extra work just because I was not there, just watching practice and studying film on those guys, that pretty much helped.
Hickey, unless he, being Lamar Jackson, just hits the skids for the rest of the year, he's going to get another MVP. Like, at this point, and yeah, we got plenty of games left. The Ravens have played 9 here. The Lions have played 8. I wouldn't know who else would even be in the conversation right now to kind of get close to both Goff and or Jackson.
I agree in the sense of Lamar, I think, is running away with it. I guess if you want to add a third here for debate, I think Jaden Daniels belongs in this conversation.
Oh, wow.
How he's been able to come in right away. I mean, they're 7-2. Even in the losses they've had to the Ravens, week one against the Bucs, well, I guess maybe take the Bucs out of it. They were not that competitive, but also his first game. But even that Ravens loss, they hung around for a while. Like, he has really turned around this team. He's playing really good football. I think he's right there in the, well, I think he deserves to be in the conversation, but I'm with you. I think it's, I mean, this race feels over already halfway through the year in terms of MVP. It's Lamar's award to lose.
Yeah, well, we know you. Jaden is not winning it. You don't think he's going to win it, right?
No. But man. I'm saying, like you said, like you don't even know who else is in the conversation. I would agree. Right. I'm saying, like, usually, right, when the MVP award comes out, usually it's 3 finalists. And so, like, if you're looking around, I like the Jared Goff inclusion. It's like, okay, if you want to add one more here to be a finalist or in the discussion of who else is competing with Lamar, I think Jaden Daniels has a strong case to compete or just, again, be mentioned. But I mean, it's head and shoulders. Lamar is right now better than everybody. He's already won 2 MVPs, and he's having a better season this year than either season where he won MVP in previous.
Yeah, which is nuts. And you don't hear people making a complaint about, oh, well, he can't pass. And he's one of the most efficient passers in the NFL right now. You know, maybe if someone wants to, and this might be a good thing, maybe you throw Josh Allen into the mix. You know, this is a Buffalo Bills team right now that is a quiet 7-2. You think about the turnovers, Josh Allen not giving the ball away like he has in the past. And so I guess you could throw him in there. But when you think about the efficiency of both Goff and Lamar, that is where things have really, really taken a step forward. So maybe somebody wants to throw Josh Allen into that mix. This is Lamar's. And I think there comes a point in time where it's just like, another one, bro? And granted, we're not done. He didn't want it. There's no guarantee that he will. And I think even sitting around with the two MVPs that he already has up until this point, it's like, okay, what's next? Where's the Super Bowl appearance? Forget winning a damn Super Bowl. Where's the Super Bowl appearance? Not always easy when the Kansas City Chiefs are still sitting at the top of the mountain. Kansas City Chiefs are going to host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in about an hour, kickoff in about an hour's time, less now at this point, in Arrowhead. And Tampa Bay 4-4 running around without their two top wide receivers. We know Godwin is out for the year. Oh, man, a terrible ankle leg injury he sustained. And then we also saw Mike Evans go down, aggravating his hamstring. So, yeah, another primetime Buccaneers game. Hickey, when are we going to start flexing some of these games out of here? Who wants to see this?
Well, did you see the news they had today? It involves both of our teams.
Oh, no. What happened? The Jets and the Colts?
Week 11.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be, so that's what, 2 weeks from now? Supposed to be Sunday Night Football, Colts at the Jets. They just announced today, no more. That is now 1 o'clock, and moving into that slot, Chargers-Bengals, I believe it is.
Oh, wow. Because the Bengals might be alive. Okay.
And the Chargers have had a solid season so far, and
yeah,
those
and
two
three.
Teams are much better to watch than right now either the Jets or the Colts.
Oh, man. Hickey, I fell asleep during the game last night with the Colts and the Vikings. Oh, I did. No shame in my game. What am I feel bad about that for?
No, I'm saying I'm almost breathing like a sigh of jealousy. Like I wish I was in the same boat as you.
And when I woke up, I saw Flacco and Darnold trade interceptions. And then I said, I'm not watching. I said, I'm out of here.
Was that not perfect? Two plays, two picks.
Yeah, I said, I'm out of here. And that's the exact time, I don't know, maybe Chris Collinsworth or Tirico woke me up. All I heard was excitement. I said, oh, what's going on? Interception. I said, oh, no. And then Anthony Richardson, of course, I saw him. Hickey, that jersey was looking clean, man. That jersey's clean on the sidelines.
Hard to get dirty when you're standing on the clipboard.
Yeah, he didn't have to take a shower at all. He just went out
right on the bus.
Yeah, went and stood around, sat, and left. Yeah, what a bad game. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to keep Flacco out there for now. Okay, all right. Why not? Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Lamar Jackson, I don't know. I would rather see him. Not that it matters to me. I don't get no damn bonus. I'd rather see this guy competing for a Super Bowl than picking up another MVP. And he very well might get another MVP. And all that does is put pressure on him to just go win the big one. It's not easy. So many competitive teams. You got to get past the Bills. Of course, you got to get past the Chiefs. It's just a lot to be a champ. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to take a break when we come back on the other side. Speaking of being a champ, there's an NBA head coach. He knows about being a champ. A five-time champ he is. He's been coaching the same team for almost 30 years, and he's gone. And it's due to an undisclosed illness. We're going to talk about who it is on the other side of the break. I'll fill you in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, last hour we talked about Dennis Allen getting the boot as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Antonio Pierce, we heard from him as he fired his offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy. He can't go out there and fire his quarterback, Gardner Minshew. Got to get rid of somebody. And then earlier today as well, in a different sport, not the NFL, We learned that one of the most successful head coaches in all of North American sports, Greg Popovich, he's not gone. He didn't get fired. None of this, but he's going to be out indefinitely due to some type of illness. Now, we know the season just started for the NBA. The Spurs currently have a record of 3-3. Tonight, they're going to take on the Los Angeles Clippers. They have been able to pair Chris Paul up with Victor Wembanyama, a little bit of a learning experience. And so, yeah, this is a growing team. And we know Greg Popovich has been running this team for almost 30 years, moving on from the Admiral David Robinson and then moving on to Tim Duncan and then whatever years he had of Kawhi before he didn't trust the organization. And now they got Wembanyama. It's like a perfect jackpot if you're the San Antonio Spurs. And Greg Popovich, he turned 76 years old in January. He has more regular season wins than anybody, approaching 1,400 over 29 seasons, most wins ever in NBA history, playoffs and regular season combined, 5 championships. I can go on and on and on. And we know that Greg Popovich is also a great quote. More recently, some of the lean years, not so many because not so many nationally televised games, but he is quite loquacious. He's quite opinionated on every and anything if you ask him if he wants to be. And unfortunately, we got the news that this past Saturday, as his team, the Spurs, beat Minnesota 113-103, that he got sick before the game. And we learned earlier today that, well, he's going to be gone for much longer, except for we don't know exactly what it is. They're saying that he just needs rest. Well, I guess we'll find out sooner than later. Let's take a listen. Shams, he was on ESPN earlier breaking it down.
I'm told Greg Popovich had a health scare before Saturday's win against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he dealt with this medical issue over the weekend, and he will be sidelined for an indefinite period of time. It's uncertain when Greg Popovich will be back to coach this team. Mitch Johnson, their assistant coach, he coached on Saturday in their win against Minnesota. He will be coaching tonight against the Clippers in LA, as well as Wednesday on the road in Houston. An obvious level of concern around Greg Popovich and the Spurs right now, 75 years old, the all-time winningest coach in NBA history. He will be out for an uncertain period of time. Mitch Johnson, their assistant, will be at the helm moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say? Nothing gets easier as you get older. And this is such a demanding job. It's just demanding. And yeah, it's nice. He's staying at Four Seasons hotels, but it's a hell of a job for a young guy, let alone someone who's getting ready to turn 76, always on the road, every day, on planes, on practices, early mornings, late nights, arrivals at 2 a.m., getting off of planes and yelling at 20-year-old. It's not easy. And doing this from, September, October, up until, knowing the Spurs, more recently, what, March, April? That's not easy. And if I were him, I'd be wanting to hang around Victor Wembanyama as well. One thing to also keep in mind, it was only a few years ago that Greg Popovich, his wife, had passed away, unfortunately. And so you have to imagine, as someone who's been a basketball lifer, and this is in him. You know, being able to go out with this team and coach him and try to move the team into a new era with Victor Wembanyama, it's probably keeping him moving. So it ain't none of my business what his issue is. Things come out. I'm sure we'll find out sooner than later. I certainly hope that it's positive. So sending nothing but the best of wishes to Greg Popovich. He's been a stalwart in the NBA for the past 30 years. You know, he fired Bob Hill in 1996. Not a lot of people talk about this. And he hired himself. Like, he's like, hey, I'm the president. I'm the GM. I'm going to fire the coach. And I'm going to take his job. And damn it, he took the job and has gone on one hell of a streak and putting himself in the right place at the right time. So all the best to Greg Popovich. And, well, they take on the Clippers tonight. So I don't know if that's good or bad. Hickey, are you impressed with the wall? I've heard about the wall at one game since Phoenix, and I've heard nothing since.
Yeah, I think that's going to be that way for a while, right? New energy with the debut of the new building. But now when you see this team and what is there really to go watch and what kind of energy is that team going to give you to cheer? Again, I like the idea. And maybe it's going to take a few years for, you know, this team to rebuild and maybe they'll get a few young pieces. And all of a sudden now the juice will maybe be there for the Clippers for the first time ever. Then I think we'll see the wall on a nightly basis be like a staple in the NBA.
How many more years we got to wait on that?
Well, I don't think it's coming next year.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what's going to happen 2 years from now.
Is Kawhi going to get like a forced retirement? Like that? Steve Ballmer's just going to have to say, bro, take this money and quit, right? Just
take feels like it's getting there.
He has reportedly a degenerative condition in his knee. His knee has been cooked since he was on San Antonio. What are we doing here? You know, like show up to a Clippers game to watch what James Harden jack up shots?
No, thank you. Would that get you fired up? Would that make you, if you were an LA resident, JR, flock to the wall?
Nah, I think that wall is going to be empty, man. The Clippers are 2-4 on the season. What's James Harden doing this? Yeah, I have no idea. Probably leading the world in shots. Oh, no, Norman Powell is leading. Anyway, who cares?
That right there.
What?
Norman Powell is your lead shot taker. Enough said.
Well, he can score, you know.
No,
he doesn't do anything else.
Right, and look, yeah. But if he's your lead guy, if he's your number one guy, if he's the guy you're relying on, what does that say?
And James Harden, that number's not too shabby for the year, okay? 21 points. 11 assists. Okay, like that's good. Not going to win you anything, but that's good.
I feel like he plays well in the darkness, though, right?
Well, he does. And then when lights get bright, he disappears. Norman Powell, James Harden, and Zubac. Those are your three leading scorers. Hmm. There you go. And show up on the wall. Is Zubac one of the most exciting players in the NBA? Right?
Go walk down LA Boulevard, Hollywood Boulevard, go unnoticed.
Yeah, it's like, hey, there's another 7-footer. What do? Do you play basketball? He's like, yeah, I play for the Clippers.
You want to come to the game tonight? No, I'm good.
Hey, listen, Icky, I know Mozgov, but if him and Mozgov walk down the street, I don't even know where is Mozgov in America anymore? Do we even know?
No idea.
Yeah, nobody knows where Mozgov is. He took money, and then he left. Good for him. The smart guys, man, smart guys. Him and what's the guy? Darko, genius. Now he's farming, right?
That's right.
Darko is farming.
Not bad.
Good life. Take the NBA's money. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Brent is calling up from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brent?
Hello, JR. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. What's up?
Well, no, yesterday's an exciting day. You know, this is the quarterback draft this year.
Okay.
And a great game of two teams going nowhere. How about Drake May throwing that tying touchdown pass with no seconds left? That was not brought up. And I thought that was really exciting from this another rookie quarterback like Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels. What's your take on yesterday's Patriots-Titans game?
Who cares? Like, I saw the play. I saw it on a highlight on X. But what about – it's nice if you're a Patriots fan. You go, oh, our guy can't win us a game at the end, but why the hell would I care?
Because I thought, what an exciting finish. And this is another quarterback draft class. You know, he has to the Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels mystique.
Look, as long as Drake May is not a pinata for the rest of the season, thank God he's been able to stand upright. Thank God he's been able to inject some life. Hey, Brent, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
When you cover sports for a living, I have an idea about what's going on. I think just about with everything. I try. I don't know everything. But the last thing I'm going to do is sit down and watch two bum-ass teams. I'm just not going to do it. And Drake May, like I said, the only thing appealing to and for him is that he can make it through the season upright on a bad team and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, leading a game-tying drive at the end of the game to force overtime is certainly good, but it's not something that I'm just like, hey, I need to sit down and watch this whole game to see what Drake May does. It's not It's not worth it right now. As long as he can improve and get better and stay upright, that's what matters. We'll see what he does next year. Maybe the team can get some better pieces around him so he can actually win something.
Okay. Thanks for your take.
No problem. Great talking. Hey, Brent, I got to be careful here.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, I'm not going to ask that. Do you like ugly things or pretty things?
Oh, pretty things, of course.
There you go. My point exactly. Nothing else to say. That's it.
But that touchdown was really pretty, though.
No, yeah, but you have to sit down through 59 minutes.
Yeah.
To get to it. Okay, Brent?
Okay. Thanks, JR.
Right. Thank you so much, Brent, for calling from Illinois. Hickey, I think I framed that one the best way I could, right?
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of intriguing games yesterday. That one could have been on the back burner. Put it nicely.
Patriots and Titans, like, oh, I can't wait for this one. Yeah, I could. Yeah, I could. They could have delayed the game yesterday. I would not have noticed. Okay. I didn't know what Drake May is doing until it popped up on social media. Like, okay, is he alive? Good. Good, good for him. Because he could have been driven into the ground and benched for Jacoby Brissett by now. But he hasn't, so good on him for that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'll tell you one game I did see. We got two veteran quarterbacks going back and forth and back and forth and two teams going in two different directions. I did see the Rams and the Seahawks because things are pretty crazy in the NFC West, and it appears that Christian McCaffrey is getting ready to make an appearance back with the 49ers. We're going to talk about what the Rams and the Seahawks did. I did watch that one. Talk about that on the other side. We got Monday Night Football coming up at the top of the hour with the Bucks and the Chiefs. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, I'm talking some NBA. Greg Popovich, unfortunately, out, undisclosed illness. We don't know what the deal is. He turned 76 years old in January. All the best to Greg Popovich. I was also asked about a game that I don't know too many people who sat around outside of, I don't know, Tennessee and New England who said, oh, I need to watch this one. This is the Patriots and the Titans. I was asked about Drake May's game-time touchdown to force overtime, which they ultimately still lost, but I was like, damn it, who's sitting around itching for that game? I don't know anybody. I do know a game that a lot of people watched. I watched this game. It's Seattle, and it's the Rams. Just for the competitive aspect of it, because I think these are two evenly matched teams. The Rams come out on top 26-20. We saw Matthew Stafford, who I think he's building himself a Hall of Fame career. This man found DeMarcus Robinson for the game-winning score, and Seattle lost. They've now lost five out of their last six after a 3-0 start. Geno Smith has come back to reality. Three touchdowns and three interceptions. And so Seattle, they're going in the wrong direction. And then you take a look at the Los Angeles Rams right now. They have won three games in a row. Cooper Kupp is back. Puka Nacua, he's back too. They said he had a knee injury last week, but he was around enough yesterday to punch somebody in the face and get ejected. And they have Miami next. That's not necessarily the worst matchup. The Rams have an opportunity to go 5-4 against Miami, improve their record to 5-4. And these Rams, once again, have a chance to try to sneak and get their way into the playoffs as a wild card. Because I feel, taking a look at the 49ers, that they can still turn the season around, especially with the return of Christian McCaffrey, if he can make it through practice. So Seattle, never been high on him. Never. And not Geno. Geno continues to turn the ball over, and he's good, he's bad, and he is what he is. We saw peak Geno Smith when he won Comeback Player of the Year. That was as good as it was going to get. So much so, with the three interceptions yesterday, Geno Smith stood at the podium and he said sorry to the fans in Seattle. Listen,
You know, first of all, I just want to really start out by apologizing to my teammates, really, and to the city, to the organization. You know, they put a lot of trust in me with my decision-making, and, you know, when they put the ball in my hands, when my teammates play the way they play today and, you know, give us a shot to win the game, I got to make sure we do. And, you know, the things I did today, mistakes that I made, you know, they affected us negatively and, you know, really cost us the game today. You know, me knowing myself, I know how much, you know, this is going to hurt. I'm going to step it up, though.
Anybody expecting anything else from Geno Smith is delusional. Was Geno Smith going to win Seattle the Super Bowl? He answers no. Like, I can't even close my eyes and imagine that to happen. I don't see that happening. Come on now. He needs to be happy that he still has a paycheck, that they gave him a contract extension, albeit that one day they can just say, all right, we done and move on. That day might come sooner than later. And for the Rams, they're just trying to see what the future looks like. Sean McVay, looking at his team, they've won 3 games in a row. He's still one of the best coaches in the entire NFL. He doesn't have Aaron Donald. This is what Sean McVay thinks about the growth of his team.
This group has grown, and I think you've seen it too, Jordan. You know, the mental toughness, the physical toughness, especially of this defensive group. You know, you talk about being able to find your identity. It's 4 straight weeks they've scored now. To be able to get 3 touchdowns and a safety, I mean, it's pretty fun to be around this group. And then they've got just a contagious energy and enthusiasm. And there'd be a lot of reasons for them to be upset with what the offense was doing today, and I never sensed that. And I think that is such a cool thing.
Man, let me tell you, this is what's bad. Of course, if you got a quarterback and you got a team, you can go on a run. Everybody has a shot, right? Reportedly, allegedly. By the time the Los Angeles Rams are actually going to be good again, Matthew Stafford is going to be sitting at home with his wife. That's it. He's going to be like, why? You still sitting around doing podcasts? He's like, hey, I'm home. Like, you know, let's go on vacation or something. What are you doing? Like, I see the Rams doing what they did last year. They're good enough to get to the postseason, good enough to be a wild card team, and then good enough to get smacked the hell out. This is just, they're good. In the NFC West, because you have the Cards, they're now 5-4. The Rams are 4-4. The 49ers are 4-4. Seattle is 4-5 after starting 3-0 and now losing 5 out of their last 6. The entire NFC West is a little fool's gold. This is still here for the 49ers, people, okay? This is the 49ers division, and then everybody else can just wait to catch up. Matthew Stafford, old man Matthew Stafford, old bulldog, he talks about how great and resilient this team is.
We got down there and didn't score a touchdown from the 1. We had a punt block. It was a crazy one. It was all over the place. It took a lot of mental fortitude and strength and belief in each other to win that, and that's what it takes, and we have that, so that's great. So, we lose Puka in the game, Rob goes out. I mean, it was just all sorts of things we had to overcome, and we were able to do it.
Oh, yeah, NFL players always kill me with the punching. I wear a helmet, you wear a helmet, you have on shoulder pads, I have on shoulder pads, but I'm going to punch you. Hickey, why don't they kick? It seems much more efficient.
And feels like it would hurt a lot more. Kick to the shin compared to a punch to the helmet?
Yeah, they got spikes on too, right?
Whew, that's doing some damage.
Much more barbaric, I don't know. Yeah, let me punch a guy with a helmet on. Why not? Let me break my hand while I do it. That makes no sense. If you're going to punch somebody, be like, was it Andre Johnson punching up Courtland Finnegan? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And Andre Johnson, smart man, made sure he ripped his helmet off.
Yeah, he took that helmet off and then proceeded to lay into that man. Damn. That was a beatdown of epic proportions there. Sheesh. Yeah, learn something, Puka. Learn something. Meanwhile, Seattle, I told you they're going nowhere. Your first-year head coach taking over for Pete Carroll, Mike McDaniel. Get used to this one. He said the loss, man, it was very, very frustrating. I'm sure it was.
I'd say disappointed with the lack of being able to take advantage of the opportunities we had to win this football game. And just promise you, like, we're doing everything in our power and then some to, create a nightmare at home. And right now we're not doing it. So we're going to go to work. So the bye week's going to be, it's a big week for us to get better. Take a look at, what's right now we have an idea of the symptoms, but what's going on underneath process-wise, on why we're not playing complimentary football in 60 minutes. So that's what we're going to be attacking this week. And then we'll come back to work and move forward.
Your quarterback is the unpredictable Geno Smith. I think that really should just say enough. That I'm sorry. Seattle is Hickey, I feel so bad. There are so many NFL teams that think that they're going somewhere. And they're on a treadmill, like they're good enough to be good, but not good enough to like win the big one. And Seattle is one of those teams, man.
The good news is for them at least, it feels like the fix is pretty easy and pretty quick. Just get a new quarterback. I get it. Easier said than done. Right?
Yeah, right.
But I mean, you look at the talent they have in offense, and with a defensive minded head coach, I think they will, you know, continue to play good defense. You're a quarterback away from legitimately competing for a Super Bowl. So while you're far, you're really not that far.
There's a lot of teams that have been saying that for years.
True.
And decades. Just looking and waiting for that quarterback. Maybe hitting jackpot ain't easy for everybody. We'll see what happens. Hey, good luck to Seattle. It's just not good right now. You're getting peak Geno, good and bad. The good, the bad, and the ugly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back on the other side. Hey, it's Monday night. We got Monday Night Football coming up. We got the Bucks and the Chiefs, Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes. Except for this isn't college. I'll explain. Don't move.